Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at a story about patient education, and finally, a story about Howard Wolinsky's groundbreaking book on the AMA and chiropractic. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 778, recorded February 18th, 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email, or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
Low back pain can be difficult to diagnose, leaving patients frustrated and confused after medical visits. A recent study was published in the Spine Journal to evaluate the importance of reasons for seeking care in patients with back pain and to compare this to physicians' assumptions about these patients' reasons. Highlights found that 1. Patients are often left frustrated and unsatisfied after visits for back pain. 2. Physicians can be equally frustrated by patients with back pain. 3. The study suggests that patients desire a more thorough explanation of the cause of their back pain. And finally, improving communication may have a positive effect on the patient-physician relationship and hopefully improve care. As always, discuss all aspects of your spinal care with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. Howard Wolinsky, a Chicago medical journalist, has been nominated twice for the Pulitzer Prize for his exposés that led to 2 CEOs and 7 other top executives at the American Medical Association, the AMA, being fired in financial and ethical scandals. He cut his teeth on exposing AMA indiscretions back in 1981 as a young reporter on the staff of the AMA's own newspaper, covering the Wilk antitrust trial against the AMA and a who's who of American medicine. His bosses at the AMA threatened his job for reporting the truth on how the AMA tried to destroy chiropractic in a secret campaign called Contain and Eliminate. Wolinsky followed the Wilk case from the first gavel until the final decision at the U.S. Supreme Court. He followed the case for 14 years. His first book, The Serpent on the Staff, The Unhealthy Politics of the American Medical Association, published in the 1990s, devoted a chapter to the Wilk case. Prominent chiropractor Dr. Lou Sportelli, who was one of the early supporters of the Wilk case, had long worried that the Wilk case would be forgotten. He commissioned Wolinsky to retell the story in detail. Wolinsky, who already knew many of the lead characters, spent 2 years interviewing over 100 people involved in the Wilk case and came up with previously untold stories about the AMA mastermind who designed the AMA plot to, again, contain and eliminate chiropractic, which is the title of his current book. Wolinsky, as a courtesy, makes available signed copies of the book. You may contact him at howard.wolinsky@gmail.com. Also, Dynamic Chiropractic sells the book in its e-version edition. Surf to our show notes for links to the book. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Richard Branson. Do not be embarrassed by your failures. Learn from them and start again. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.